The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It's I, Dr. Steve Pettirudi, here at Intellectual Medicine on WPRO. Where today, we're going to be talking about sex, sexual orientation, libido, and how to keep that most important vital sign and aspect of your life vital, young, and alive throughout the span of your life. And of course, we'll be hitting a couple of political headlines, and then we'll be taking a stroll through some of the medical headlines and bringing you information you can use about obesity and pregnancy and about lead in baby food, among other things. But first, good morning, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'd be happier if it was sunny out.
Yeah, well, it is sunny. It's just behind the fog.
That's right.
You got to imagine the sun behind the fog. That's okay. And I understand we're going to be getting information, too, about self-breast exams and some updates about pap smears.
That's right.
And utterly, utterly clear as a bell what should be done, correct?
Absolutely. So, everyone agrees.
That's right. Good morning, Ed. Ed is our producer this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Doctor. Good morning, Shannon. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Good.
Well, listen, I thought we'd, before we jump into it, though, Steve has been so patiently waiting to ask his question. Steve, you are on the air with Dr. Pettirudi at Intellectual Medicine. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Doctor, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question is on hernia repair, to do it or not to do it. How do you decide that?
Okay, that's a great question, Steve. Hernia repair, it's a function of symptom, I would say. If it's bothering you, causing you pain, or if it's a hazardous type of a hernia. Some hernias are more likely to strangulate, which means to have the blood supply cut off. If that happens, it becomes a medical emergency. It is absolutely worth getting this evaluated by your family doctor so they can determine whether or not a surgical referral is in order. In general, hernias do not heal themselves. So you have a choice, Steve, to either live with it or to get it surgically repaired. Now, here's a detail that gets overlooked. Before you go under the knife, you need to look at that. And this holds for any kind of surgery. You need to look at that as a life-threatening, critical event in your life. And you need to prepare for it. Steve, when you go into that surgery, you want to be fit. You want to be off cigarettes if you happen to smoke, even if it's only for a couple of weeks. And you want to be at your best body weight. The hernias typically are aggravated by excess adiposity. So I've been living with a hernia now for a couple of years. I don't know if you knew that, Shan.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, very annoying. It's very annoying. You know, I like to imagine my body as a near temple of perfection. Yeah. And by golly, it's just there. And I've decided to kind of let it ride for now. So, Steve, I hope this information helps you a bit.
It does. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. All right, on to a topic of the moment, and that is... Well, sex, right? It's very important, you know, and it seems to me that it's one of the things that doesn't get spoken about very much in a doctor's office. And we've seen many patients that have come to us to discuss that issue, and they're inhibited for whatever reason to bring it up with their primary care. What do you think, Shen?
I think that a lot of the primary care are, they don't really know how to talk about it. Or if they know how to talk about it, they don't really know what to do about it.
Well, that's a great point. And you're going to be sharing with us a very interesting case right after the break regarding that, I think, some point in the show, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Well, it is Gay Pride Week, isn't it? Gay Pride Week? Yeah. So, you know, it's a beautiful week to celebrate the range of human living and the range of human orientation. And by golly, here in Rhode Island, we are noted for being progressive and open-minded. I love that about our state. And, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish. On St. Joseph's Day, everybody's Italian. On Gay Pride Week, is everybody a little gay?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe.
But, you know, you can explore a little bit, maybe.
Well, you know, that brings us to this topic of the Kinsey Scale. The Kinsey Scale was developed in the 1950s by the famed sex researchers in order to try to quantify the degree of homo or heterosexuality within any one given individual. And they stake the scale at a 0 to 6, with 0 being exclusively heterosexual and 6 being exclusively homosexual. They also had something interesting, which is an X factor, and that is none of the above. That's your asexual individual. And I just wonder, where people fit on that range. And if we think about ourselves, and if we think about life, and if we think about people as a continuum and not a fixed block, I think it helps us. It helps us to accept others and accept ourselves, and it helps us to not pass judgment. Those are so critical details. And it makes me wonder, Shan, do you remember when the diagnostic manual for psychiatry categorized homosexuality as a psychological disorder?
Oh, I do.
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
And literally, folks, you could see your doctor be diagnosed with the disease of homosexuality. And there was a code for it, and doctors would get paid for making the diagnosis. You think about that now, and it's not that long ago.
Know.
That's awful.
It's insane. It is.
How many lives were ruined and affected by that labeling? And how many lives were stuffed out, their potential killed, because some bureaucratic organization decided to label them as a pathological entity? Awful. Who has apologized for that? Who has made the reparation? That's not right, folks. And the question we should be asking ourselves is not, oh, wasn't that awful back then? It's the question of, what are we doing right now that's similar to that? And I maintain in some realms, we're doing it in the conventional medical world. It is a powerful force of conformity. And just like the folks who had to navigate, the pioneers in the gay community that had to advocate for their rights and their existence, in some ways, that's what we do at Intellectual Medicine. We're pioneers, and we advocate for the right for you to think and apply your own thoughts and research to your care. People ask us, what is intellectual medicine? Well, in one form, it's an advanced form of concierge primary care. So there are folks that have an intellectual medicine provider as their family doctor. And then in another, we are that intersection where the internet and your own research meets the doctor that cares about it. When it comes to life extension, anti-aging, when it comes to addressing toxins in the environment, the problems that conventional medicine cannot solve, but for which there are logical pathways available if you just explore for them. Everything from chronic Lyme to fighting malignancies to battling heart disease or to extending your life's quality in youth. That's where we live, and that's what we're all about. Life's continuum, our objective, having you live to be 120, our mission, to continue to search for the information that can be applied right now in unbiased and an unlimited fashion. Well, when we come back, what are we going to talk about? You want to talk about the sex over 60?
Sure.
All right. When we come back, Shannon will share with you a most interesting case that has to do with sex, sexuality, and sex over 60. And we will be right back. I am Dr. Steve Pedderudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
In the know.
At the State House, there's word of substantial agreement between the governor and legislative Democrats.
Hey, Ed, how many breaks are we doing today?
Weather and Southern New England's most informative.
So we'll be a break at 8:30 and then another one at like 8:45.
99.7 FM, WPRO.
The ocean. The fun. The feeling. The views. You can't put the beauty of Block Island into words, but you can put a trip on your schedule. Plan your vacation at blockislandinfo.com. Block Island, 13 miles off the Rhode Island mainland. Pretty amazing.
Message and data rates may apply. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
You use your phone for everything. But did you know that now it can even help you get life insurance? That's right. With one quick text right now, your phone can get you a free life insurance quote from AIG Direct. So if anything ever happened to you, your family would still be able to survive financially. For a free no-obligation quote, text the word NEED to 654-654. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. That means you could save hundreds a year. But more importantly, it means you could save your family from financial devastation. No hassle, no stress. It's as easy as sending one simple text. Just text NEED to 654-654 now, and you can get a free quote in 5 minutes. You could even save up to 70%. That's NEED to 654-654. NEED to 654-654.
Before you can properly treat a disease or injury, you have to know exactly what it is. The 60 skilled radiologists at Rhode Island Medical Imaging are specialized with advanced training and expertise. As the first and only diagnostic imaging center of excellence in Rhode Island, RIMI combines the highest quality care and state-of-the-art technology with radiologists who subspecialize in all parts of the body. For the Rhode Island Medical Imaging location nearest you, visit RIMIRAD.com.
The following is not a dramatization. There are no actors.
Jackie, a college student in Rhode Island, was put back behind the wheel of her car after substandard repairs were made.
The insurance company's auto body shop told me it was fixed. The door had not been closing right. I brought it back three times to have them fix it.
That's when Jackie asked for an independent vehicle inspection.
The inspector told me that the frame was damaged, and that was the reason why the door wasn't closing and the car was not safe.
Jackie's car was a total loss.
Being away from home, I trusted that my insurance company would provide me with a dependable shop, but I found that they had cut corners and put me at risk.
Remember, you have the legal right to choose which shop repairs your vehicle. Providence Auto Body will handle your claim completely with no shortcuts. Providence Auto Body, 350 Silver Spring Street, Providence.
Online at providenceautobody.com.
Rain or shine, your outdoor event relies on good planning, the right supplies, and attention to detail. Franzi has tents and everything that goes under them to help you host a perfect backyard party, social, or corporate event. So add an extra dimension of quality, service, and value to your event from a name you know and trust. Franzi, Tent and Party Rentals. Plan ahead and call today at 401-383-3631 or online at PronziRentals.com.
Ferocious Eyes, Southern New England's leader in fashion eyewear, is your home for the most distinctive eyeglasses and sunglasses. Whether you have insurance or not, you'll get the best deal around at Ferocious Eyes, Post Road in the Benny's Plaza, East Greenwich. If your child is having a hard time reading their books or iPad, schedule an eye exam with independent doctor of optometry Roland Estrada at Ferocious Eyes. Call 885-2166. Ferocious Eyes also has a great variety of contact lenses. Ferocious Eyes specializes in your special eyes.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Dr. Pederuti here with Shannon with Ed Behind the Glass. This is WPRO, the voice of Southern New England, the home of your information for intellectual medicine, where we ask the question, Shannon, we're going to ask this question. At what age should people expect their sexual vitality to come to its end?
Conventional?
I don't know.
It's conventional men, then, you know, I think, you know, you're getting, you're 50, it's menopause.
Retire, pull the shades, the party's over.
It's, yeah, your body's telling you.
All right, so here's the intellectual medicine answer, and then we're going to, Shannon's going to share with you a vignette from a patient we saw recently. Our answer is that your sexual life ends when they close the lid and they throw dirt on you. And up until that point, we look at libido and sexual vitality as a vital sign of life. Look, folks, if you were walking around with a blood pressure of 180 over 100, that wouldn't be so good. If you're walking around with zero libido and no sexual interest or capacity, it's worthy of some evaluation. It's an area in which conventional medicine doesn't often feel comfortable. And they have little to offer beyond perhaps a medication to assist with the erectile issues. Does nothing to address the sex drive, which is an essential state of the human condition. That is a sign of life. Even if you don't have a partner, it is still there. As we like to put it, our job is to maintain a healthy young libido. What you do with it is your business. But share with us, it was a very interesting case, Shannon, I thought, the way that this woman presented to her primary care, and the way that you were able to intervene.
So last week, talking about something totally different, and she says, you know what, I have a question for you. I went to my OB and I told her that I was having bad vaginal dryness. I thought it was dry. Intercourse has been really painful and it's affecting her and her husband. So her OB says, all right, you know, let me look. And she says, well, I don't think you're dry. So she says, well, you know, it hurts when we have intercourse, so what should I do? She said, well, you know, I mean, you are in your 60s and, you know, maybe it's time. Maybe you don't do that. Maybe it's just you don't use that hole. And she said, well, like, what hole am I supposed to use? Like, am I just supposed to stop having sex? Like, what can I do? She said, well, we can put you on, you know, Prempro or Premarin, synthetic hormones. And she said, well, I don't want to do that. What about Bioidentical? And her OB was just, you know, kind of almost shocked that she would even bring up. Like, what do you mean? Why would you want to do that? Just, you're 60. Just let it go.
Well, it's most interesting that the judgment of the inadequate lubrication was one of inevitability, that, hey, this is just what you expect. Here's life at 60, not the zeal for saying, hey, how can we alter that arc?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the woman wandered into our space, and she didn't come to you for that as her primary concern.
No, that wasn't even what she was there for, but...
Well, I think it's a great credit to your presentation that she felt comfortable mm-hmm. sharing it. And that's what we're there for, those difficult, perhaps uncomfortable for some conversations. You know, it's not really for the doctor to judge your degree of sexual vitality, vaginal lubrication, erectile quality, or anything of that sort. I'm hearing music in the background, Ed. I like music, but not when I'm speaking, right? Anyhow, it's not up to the doctor to judge that, but rather to assess and implement a proper treatment plan. Now, what the woman was describing was vaginal atrophy, shrinking vagina, and loss of lubrication. These things are not maybes. They are inevitable. Unless you do something to replace the hormones that are fading, and unless you do it in a healthy and balanced manner, this will be your fate at some point. And you're right, Chen. You know what happens? People quietly back away. Mm-hmm. It gets uncomfortable. Right. They perform sexually for a while. They make excuses, and then they disconnect physically. And that correlates with less marital satisfaction. The studies have shown that the degree of sexual contact that seems to correlate with the highest level of satisfaction is in the neighborhood of once per week. People often ask me that. What's mm-hmm. normal? Some folks have sex every day. Some people do once a month. Normal is a term we like to throw out. Since there is no normal, there is just you and what suits you. But in general, that is a tempo that seems to help people. But it's hard to do that when it's physically painful.
Yep.
And for men, it's hard to do that when you start to lose your confidence that you'll be able to perform when the moment comes. And the men will start to back away and quietly create excuses to just divert attention. So these issues are ones we take seriously. We consider these an extension of your health, your medical well-being, and really as part of your right to living. But that is one of the things we feel good about what we do, one of the many things, restoring and extending human sexuality up unto death. But while we talk about that, I was curious, Shannon, about the recommendations not to do self-breast exams. When I was coming through medical school and as a resident, we did pap smears every year, and we did a breast exam at every physical. And we coached women to do self-breast exams, and this was impressed upon us. Something has changed, though. What's different now?
So there was a big movement back in the 70s, especially up through the 90s, where they really promoted self-breast exams, and they taught patients how to do it, and you should do it monthly. And about 2009, they came out with this study, and actually wasn't in the U.S., that women were confused about breast exams and how to do them, and some women wouldn't do them, and were they finding more harm with women doing them, which I can't figure out how you could harm yourself doing it, but
one aggressive exam.
Hard. Right. So they said, you know, mammograms, this is at the same time where they came out with the recommendations for mammograms every year, starting at either 40 or 45 or 50, depending on what organization you're looking at. But interesting, and we were talking about this last night, it said that you should examine each breast for 30 to 45 minutes.
That was a standard back then. Or is that the standard now?
I don't ever remember that being the standard.
That's a long time.
I thought you go in a circular motion, you cover all aspects of it. Maybe if it takes 2 minutes, I've never heard that.
You know, if you go that long, you're way past
what are you
exam.
Doing?
That's pure recreational purposes.
So how can you come out with a study saying that's not effective because women don't want to do? Of course a woman is not going to spend an hour and a half, a month.
Isn't it true that many women find the cancer themselves?
Yeah, 20%.
So 20% of the women are finding cancer through their own sense of touch. Why would you not apply that?
Because they're saying
cheap.
It doesn't reduce mortality.
So you're not going to die any faster with or without.
Right, but maybe you keep your breasts.
The same research applies to mammograms,
mm-hmm.
that there are several well-done, long-term, large studies that will tell us that your death rate from breast cancer is the same with or without a mammogram. And the argument in favor of them is, yeah, but maybe you'll catch it earlier and the treatment will be less aggressive. I can't see a downside to a self-breast exam.
I can't either. I really can't.
Although I think this points to the difficulty of making a generalized recommendation for the whole population.
Mm-hmm,
if you're
true.
An educated, proactive type of an individual that likes to be accountable for your own health, and if your breasts are relatively modest in size and easy to examine, this makes a difference. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who is culturally or individually not accustomed to touching yourself, and you have particularly large or pendulous breasts that are just physically hard to examine, that's got to affect the interpretation of how you do things.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I could imagine mm-hmm. if you're an older woman and maybe not accustomed to this and your breasts are rather large, it's just physically hard to do and very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take that more open-minded approach that between the doctor and the patient, making a plan to include or not include the self-exam.
Mm-hmm.
And when I counsel people to do that, it's best to do it really at monthly interval, I think. What do you think, Shan?
Every month.
Yeah.
Once a month. And not, you know, not in the shower. You shouldn't really be doing it in the shower. It should be in front of a mirror where you can see just as many changes as feeling them.
Well, you know that the mammogram doesn't screen everything. And if you do feel something, it's worthy of getting it evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Going to your family doctor to get that checked is a worthy pursuit. At Intellectual Medicine, we do question the value of routine mammograms, and we do concern ourselves with the capacity of conventional medicine to cause harm. But we had a caller just a while ago talking about hernias, and I'm always baffled by the term minor surgery. I had a patient in who had a minor arthroscopic procedure to clean out the joint, and found out later that the joint had become infected and ended up with 3 knee replacements in the course of trying to fix that joint. And this kind of correlates with the research that has found that surgery for arthritic knees does not help. And while we're talking about arthritic knees, there was another study, Shannon, that demonstrated cortisone shots compared to a placebo, just a saltwater injection, had no benefit when it came to pain in an arthritic knee over time. They did an injection every 3 months in a large group of people and compared them to folks in whom they injected just salt water.
That's scary.
Not only did it not help the pain, but the cartilage shrank
right. And
thinned out even more. Well, now we've got other treatments, and the platelet-rich plasma product is one where we can take your own plasma, inject it back into your knee in a clean and sterile manner that has a capacity to regenerate your cartilage, actually growing new cartilage and making the joint healthier without surgery. That's one of the objectives. So when it comes to joint pain, self-health care, you've always got to be mindful of the danger of testing. Over-testing can lead to problems. And you also have to be mindful of the sometimes rushed surgery. I think sometimes surgical options are moved at too quickly when it comes to things like back and knee. Well, up next, we've got from the Revolution Soft Wash News Center, Doug Lizette with the news on this foggy Saturday morning. Doug, how is everything out there today?
Very foggy out there, as you said, Doctor. Some news about the president to start things off. He's picking Simple over Swanky this weekend. 5 months into it, he's headed to Camp David for the first time. Normally heads to his palatial residences in Florida or New Jersey instead of Camp David. Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, have observed a minute of silence to honor the victims of the London high-rise fire. At least 30 people died in that Wednesday fire, and dozens more are missing. And lots of majestic sailing vessels from around the globe are parading through Boston's Inner Harbor under sail. For the first time in 17 years, the colorful procession has been dubbed Sail Boston. Goes on all day today. That could lead to some traffic problems if you're thinking of heading up there for something other than seeing Sail Boston. In WPRO Sports, the Red Sox beat the Astros. Paw Sox were rained out. Yankees lost Oakland 7-6. From the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, the exclusive AccuWeather forecast calling for more humid conditions today. It'll be warm with a high of 77. Humid overnight, pretty cloudy, low 67. And tomorrow, partly sunny skies, humid, breezy in the afternoon, looking for a high of 79 degrees.
From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here is your Burger King regional traffic.
Right now, the fog causing no delays out there through Providence, looking pretty good through the capital city highways. Right now, they are doing some work, though, Route 10 South in Cranston by Niantic Ave and Cranston Street and Greenville Ave in Johnston. Looking pretty good up in Blackstone Valley, though. South County roads are okay, but work does continue on the Newport Bridge, so you can get some delays there. At Burger King right now, they're doing the mix and match. You choose from the extra-long cheeseburger, original chicken sandwich, and big fish sandwich. You pick any two. It's just $5 only at Burger King, where taste is king. I'm Dave Gardner on WPRO.
Southern New England Weekends on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. He's twisted, he's warped, he's unelectable, and he's on the radio Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. He's John Laughlin, the former congressional candidate and retired Army helicopter pilot, here to take a look at politics, pop culture, and 21st century life. John Laughlin, every Saturday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on the voice of Southern New England, News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM WPRO.
Fun atmosphere, three unique bars, tasty eats, Muse Tavern has it all. Located in the heart of downtown Wakefield, Muse Tavern is one of South County's iconic establishments, home of 69 beers on tap. That's right, no crap on tap at the Muse Tavern. Award-winning burgers, pizza, wings, and much more. There's so much history packed into the Muse, and that's just one reason why people from all over check back in whenever they're in town. Muse Tavern, 456 Main Street, Wakefield. Online at musetavern.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mid-State Gun Company is Rhode Island's premier public indoor shooting range. Our spacious facility offers 12 25-yard pistol, rifle, and shotgun lanes, a state-of-the-art clean air system, and the area's most extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Mid-State provides a wide selection of instructional courses, including Concealed Carry 101, offered each month. Concealed Carry 101 provides students with the legal advice needed to apply for the CCW permit, plus a certificate to qualify with our certified instructors upon completion. Call us today at 401-615-0669. Mid-State Gun Company, 1200 Ty Oak Avenue, Coventry, Rhode Island, and on the web at midstateguns.com.
This job won't be in the classifieds because we're looking for a plumbing and heating tech who's not looking for a job. Maybe you're the kind of tech who takes satisfaction in doing the job right the first time and genuinely cares about giving your customers more than their money's worth. Do you go out of your way to make your customer happy? Do you find yourself doing extra things for the customer because you like to? We're Phillips Plumbing and Mechanical, and we're looking for someone exactly like you to add to our amazing team. Work for a plumbing and heating company where everyone actually looks forward to coming to work every day. Come to Phillips Plumbing and talk to our world-class staff. They'll tell you exactly what we mean. Reliability, thriftiness, honesty. If you live by these values, we want you as a Phillips Plumbing and Heating Technician. Call 781-4228. We're Phillips Plumbing and Mechanical. A fabulous career could be just a phone call away. 781-4228.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $9. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $9. Now with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
WPRO invites you to our family night at Seekonk Speedway, Saturday, June 24th at 6 p.m. Join WPRO at the track, watch the race, and win great prizes. Sponsored by Joe Diaz and the Diaz team at Keller Williams Realty. Don't sell your home until you call the DS team for a free, no-obligation information package. And go to 630WPRO.com for your chance to win a family four-pack to Seekonk Speedway.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Hi, everybody. I am back. It's Dr. Pettirudi. You're listening to Intellectual Medicine on this beautiful Saturday morning. With hidden sunshine. You know, I kind of like that aspect of the sunshine today. It's hidden. It's mysterious.
I don't like that.
It's
just,
not staring in the face.
I'd rather be staring at
you know,
me in the face.
These are the days you really get a bad burn. gotta be careful.
Watch out.
Oh, boy. So Intellectual Medicine, I'm very proud about this, Shannon. I want to announce that I've created a new drip. It's called the Time Machine. And at our drip bar, we have drips for energy. We've got drips that help you in your fight against disease. We have drips that help you fight against heart disease, keep your arteries healthier. That's our objective. The Time Machine is an interesting mix, and I've been studying the ingredients in it. And an element of it is chelating. So there's calcium EDTA, which is FDA approved for removing lead from the body. And we'd use that to help detoxify the body. We'll talk about lead a bit later and how important it is to regularly chelate to a certain degree to lower the amount of lead that your body's carrying. It also has high-dose vitamin C, which is great for collagen, soft tissue, elasticity. It's great for immune support. It has mixed B vitamins in it. It has magnesium and a high dose of glutathione, and we blended it in with a little bit of L-arginine as well. Mm-hmm. The objective is to try to strike a balance that's affordable and efficient to support brain, heart, and general health. So it's a beautiful drip, and I do one every month.
Me too.
I do. You do one too?
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Are you paying for that?
Well.
So in the political world, folks, some news to report. In the city of Providence, the city council overrode Mayor Lorzo's veto of the smoking ban for Kennedy Plaza.
Thank goodness.
And, you know, this is tied into private citizen Paolino's attempt to revitalize Kennedy Plaza. Now, note what I just said. Private citizen Paolino is developing a plan to help revitalize Kennedy Plaza. Now, that's a beautiful thing, but it makes you wonder, where's the mayor's plan?
Right, and where is he?
Right, and, what? Okay, he banned the smoking, or at least he vetoed it in part because he felt it would just displace poor people to another part of the city, that somehow smoking was a sneaky way to target poor people and street people to get them out of Kennedy Plaza. Okay, mayor, where's your plan?
Right.
Where's your comprehensive plan to address homelessness and poverty, and really to the governor as well, because this is a statewide problem, folks. Just because you live in Barrington or Warren or a place where you don't have street people, it's still, these are your brothers and sisters. They happen to come to Providence because it's where it's tolerated. Can you imagine a street person walking the streets of North Kingston?
Oh, my gosh.
Setting up a cardboard box.
Just laying, right.
Just
no.
Living there.
No.
I don't think that would pass muster. But connected to this, of course, is the apartment crunch. I didn't realize it, Shannon, but there is only in the city of Providence about a 2% vacancy rate for apartments.
That's kind of amazing. I mean, I don't know actually if that's amazing. Is that normal or not normal for cities?
That's unusual. Okay. It's unusual. That's near saturation.
Mm.
What do you think that does to prices?
We all know.
Yeah.
They go up.
And this, folks, do you remember the proposal by the New York developer Fain to put in a tower in Providence that would be for apartments?
We were so excited about that.
We were very excited. We thought this would be magnificent for the city and the state. Pouring all of these middle and upper middle income people into the city of Providence where they would live in this beautiful high rise that would redefine the skyline of Providence. How visionary. Dead on arrival. Somehow, the leaders of this state and the city killed it in the cradle. And now you've got 2% vacancy rates, and now you have rents going up, and there's a trickle-down effect. If you had more apartments available, there wouldn't be as much upward pressure. Do you know what the average income is for an apartment dweller in the state of Rhode Island?
No. What'd it tell us?
$13.27 an hour. We need more housing to help stabilize price, and of course we need upward pressure for income. But the budget was passed, so all is well, because now you can go to community college for free. And nothing energizes the economy more than a bunch of liberal arts majors with a two-year degree.
Unbelievable.
Captains of industry they are, by golly. Look, and I'm all for education, but let's fix high schools. Let's fix the secondary schools, the elementary schools. They're corroding. And here we are, instead of concentrating, you know, in the military, when I was in the Army, the concept of concentrating your force was critical. You spread it out too thin, and you end up getting killed on every front. And that's what we're doing. We need to concentrate our focus and make the educational system better from K through 12. If you get that up and running and at a stellar level, you're going to energize the economy to a higher degree than giving away a couple of years of community college, because everybody goes through high school, but not everybody goes through community college. Now, I'm going to throw this out there, and we'll get back to medicine, I promise, folks, but everything connects here. Housing is part of good health. If you don't have a place to live, folks, you don't have good health, period. So we are interested in intellectual medicine and all the range of these issues. And now what about the Superman building? Now we, in the latest budget, not only did they earmark money for community college, but they also earmarked money to give away to companies to try to lure them to Rhode Island. Right? That's like, boy, my daughter's so ugly, I'm going to give you money to take her on a date. What's going on?
Seriously, what is wrong with our state that we have to give away money?
We have this colossal inferiority complex. And think about it. If you give money away to a company to come here, well, they can take money from another state to leave. They're not wedded to the state. We need to cultivate indigenous businesses. And this is something, actually a positive initiative that Governor Raimondo was able to secure, was having a company come and provide business training to small businesses in Rhode Island, so they could grow their business and hire more people and pay them better. That's what we do at Intellectual Medicine. We try to grow our business so we can make the life better for the people we serve, people we employ. We need to grow grassroots businesses. But back to the Superman building question, should we or should we not have state and local money go to redeveloping that building? What's your thought?
I want to know who owns it.
I'm not sure. I know that it's privately owned. But here's my feeling about it, and callers, if you have an opinion, you're welcome to call in and weigh in. I consider that building to be art, architecture, history, as well as business. And if we can dump money on these fly-by-night companies to come here, we can help launch a residential mixed-use objective for the Superman building. One of two things are going to happen. It's going to get torn down, or it's going to be redeveloped. And it cannot be redeveloped without, I believe, a public-private partnership. The building is antiquated. The cost is exorbitant. I think that this is a worthy use of our public funds. Look, folks, I know we're all still smarting over that 38 Studios thing, but this is the defining building on the skyline of Providence. The Superman building is to the skyline of Providence what Waterfire is to the ground-level river life of Providence. It is a touchstone, a centerpiece. So I'm all for making the Superman building, I don't know, up and alive. That's what we need.
Should be. Imagine how many people, you know, they'd bring right there to
It'd
the city, to the
thing.
Businesses.
It'd be a great thing. Mm-hmm. Listen, I promised I'd talk about lead and baby food, but how am I doing, Ed? Do we need to take a break, or can I go on?
Let's take a break.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about lead, how it affects you, and what you should do about it. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Salutes our very own Dan York, voted by Talkers Magazine as one of the most important radio talk show hosts in America, 15 years in a row. Join him every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. for award-winning talk and your phone calls on WPRO. If it's important to you, it's important to her. Talk to Tara and join in the conversation every weekday morning. The Tara Granahan Show, 9 to noon on News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Message and data rates may apply.
At Southern New Hampshire University, we traveled across the country to celebrate the success of our online students who couldn't attend graduation.
Who did you get this degree for?
I got it for me.
I did this for my mom.
I did it for you, bud.
Congratulations, Dad.
We believe student success is success worth celebrating. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting ACT to 554433. At SNHU, we are one of the most innovative and affordable providers of high-quality online education. We'll give you the flexibility and support to fulfill your dreams on your time. As a nonprofit, our focus is dedicated to you. And with over 200 programs available on campus and online, there's never been a better time to see yourself succeed.
Thank you guys for giving me the chance again.
Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting ACT to 554433, ACT to 554433.
Play slots this June at Newport Grand, and you could take home your share of $20,000 in free slot play during our 20K sweeps. Fridays June 9th and June 30th, 2 till 8 p.m. 8 winners every half hour. Only at Newport Grand Casino.
Warwick's Waterfront Dining Experience, Iggy's Boardwalk and Lobster Clam Bar. Their gazebo bar, patio, and creamery now open. Enjoy their raw bar, apps, soups, sandwiches, lobsters, and delicious entrees. And if you want something fast and easy, then a trip to Iggy's Doughboys and Chowder House is right next door for lunch, dinner, snacking, and takeout too. Iggy's Boardwalk, Iggy's Doughboys, Oakland Beach, Warwick, and Point Judith Road, Narragansett. It's always summer at Iggy's, a Rhode Island tradition since 1989.
Are you overwhelmed thinking about your insurance needs? At the Zolano Insurance Agency, they protect what matters to you. Their staff has been helping many Rhode Islanders for over 50 years. Year after year, they've helped thousands of people choose the protection they need. Save money on your auto, home, life, or business insurance needs. Please call the Zolano Insurance Agency for a free quote. Protect what matters to you. Call 949-1550. Offices in Smithfield, Chepachet, and North Providence. Or visit them at ZolanoInsurance.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice for you. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FIRST to 543-543 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. You can get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. Even better, right now you can get your first filter free plus free shipping. Text FIRST to 543-543 with a huge range of brand and non-brand filters available. Filters Fast is the nation's largest filter home delivery company. You can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? And why not get your first filter free? Find out how by texting FIRST to 543-543. That's FIRST to 543-543.
This is Joe Pecoris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertop Center in New England, with some exciting news. Our new showroom is now open on Eston Ave in Pawtucket, with over 40 custom kitchen and bath displays, along with 3,000 square feet of installed countertops for you to view. It's the largest designer showroom in New England. What makes KCC any different from the rest? Number one, we do all the work ourselves. We have our own installers, plumbers, electricians, and finished carpenters, so we can stay on time and budget with your kitchen or bath remodel. Number two, we have the area's largest selection of granite and quartz products for you to choose from in our drive-through granite yard. Number three, KCCNE takes your project from the initial consultation and design right through the finishing touches. Doing it yourself or have your own contractor? KCCNE has all your cabinet and countertop needs. At KCCNE.com, view the testimonials from our happy customers and the amazing selection of before and after pictures. Stop in our new showroom on Eston Ave in Pawtucket. Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. The difference is in the details.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Wow. I'm back. This is Dr. Pederuti, Intellectual Medicine. So here's the question. How does lead get in baby food? And if it's in baby food, where else is it? So people ask this question to me all the time. We do a lot of lead testing at our office, heavy metal testing in general. Not only lead, but cadmium, mercury, aluminum. These are substances that have no business being in your body. Lead corrodes your brain, period. Jennifer Lowry from the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Environmental Health said, quote, "There is no safe lead level, period." Yet the FDA is required to create what's known as an allowable lead level. Now, understand that that allowable lead level does not mean it's safe. It just means we think that's the amount that's tolerable to a human being. We know that there's a correlation between the amount of lead your body has stored in it and the degree of corrosion of your brain. More lead, less intellect. And we believe it's a major contributor to dementing illnesses as it slowly corrodes the brain over time, much like mercury can and aluminum. We all remember the phrase, mad as a hatter, came from the old hat makers that used to use mercury to make the top hats. And they became demented. Not right away, not in a year, but over decades. When you have a slow poison like that, it's really, really hard to trace. And all we see is the end consequence. Dementia. Heart disease. It's awful. Well, if it's in baby food, 89% of grape juice had lead in it. 86% of sweet potatoes. It seems to come actually from the dirt, from the ground. There's so much pollution over so many decades that it has actually saturated the ground that we grow our food in, even if it's organic, and it cannot be abated. There's a certain amount of these heavy metals and toxins that we just have to live with because they ain't going nowhere, and that's one of the reasons why we advocate for a regular regimen of detoxification, because we don't know where that threshold is. But when your brain starts to break down, it's very hard to reclaim. That is, it's hard to reverse dementia as it starts. It's hard to correct the problem. All the drugs that have been brought to market so far have been dismal failures.
They are.
The genetic theory for dementia is not holding up. We believe it's an environmental poison. That also increases cancer risk. So many cancers are environmental, but when it's a slow poison, how do you know?
How many people do you know that cook with aluminum foil? That,
good
you know,
point.
Put their fish in the aluminum and they put it on their grill or put it in the oven.
Yep.
And their food literally just sits on it.
And how many people drink out of aluminum cans with a carbonated beverage?
Ugh.
It's just ubiquitous. So we can do our best to try to avoid this problem, get your water tested for lead, and get chelated. That's what we do at Intellectual Medicine, try to keep those levels down. It's an investment in long-term health. The other things in the news is, of course, the epidemic of addiction continues to rip through our nation. And recently, the amount of deaths from overdose exceeded those from car accidents. And to their credit, the state of Rhode Island is putting forth new regulations regarding initial prescribing. We have found there's a correlation between people getting prescribed narcotics and subsequent addiction. Earlier, we had a call about surgery for hernia. We don't think about that as a risk factor for surgery. Possibility of being exposed to an opioid that will then instigate an addiction. And that's something that we need to be more mindful of as providers. But we do have a call, Shannon. I do want to get to Anna. She's been patiently waiting. Anna, you are on Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi.
Hi, Dr. Pettirudi. I was interested because I have frozen foot syndrome. They say it's part of Parkinson's, but I have no other symptoms. They don't tremor or anything. And I heard there were a bunch of doctors who used the therapy.
Uh-huh.
But they're from New Jersey and away in Connecticut. And I don't know.
Anna, when you say you have frozen foot, do you mean that your foot doesn't move?
Yes, doc.
So one of your 2 feet just physically is hard for you to move?
Both of them.
Both of them are like that. So you're having difficulty with muscular movement. So it's a neuromuscular problem of both feet, and they're just not moving. That's got to be awful. It must be hard for you to walk.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rare condition, the frozen foot syndrome. Whenever you have a musculoskeletal problem, we do start to look at the toxins that may be affecting the nerve itself and also the arterial system. The foot is a terminal organ. What it means, it's at the end of the road with regard to blood flow and regard to nerve supply. And when you have exhausted the conventional medical approaches to try to manage a condition like that, then we look at functional adaptations. What can we do that's going to make your muscles stronger? What can we do that's going to make the nerves healthier? Can this condition be reversed, or at least can it be stopped in its tracks? One of the things that helps nerve syndromes is lipoic acid. Lipoic acid is an over-the-counter supplement in America. In other countries, it's a prescription drug. Lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, and it is used in Korea and in Germany. It's an indicated treatment for diabetic neuropathies. That may be worth considering, Anna. You've got a very difficult problem, and certainly we'd love to be able to help you more with that. But we've got to pivot right now, Anna. Thanks for calling Intellectual Medicine. Wow, that's a tough problem to have, Shan.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, we see those kind of problems often where they are mysterious. They just don't know what's causing them, but the people are suffering. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of chronic Lyme disease.
Right.
And the CDC recently came out against long-term antibiotic treatment for chronic Lyme. Now, it doesn't mean that doctors cannot do it. It just means that they believe it does more harm than good. What we know is that there are tons of folks suffering the consequences of Lyme exposure, and that often they're left with an incomplete recovery, just taken to a point where they're chronically fatigued, everything hurts, and they're just not revitalized. And what we have found is that those individuals often respond to a cycle of hormonal and nutritional and intravenous support that, like, it's like watering a plant. They just come back to life.
Yep.
And, you know, this notion that the spirochete from Lyme disease is actively busy replicating is one possible scenario. The other, I like to correlate this to a burnt-out kitchen, right? The fire burns down your kitchen. You put the fire out with a garden hose, with water, but the kitchen's still damaged. And that's the analogy to Lyme disease. When you treat it with antibiotic, it may kill the spirochete or at least put it in remission, but the damage lingers, and that has to be addressed. It's also the type of infection that can recycle and reactivate even without exposure. So it's very slick, very tricky. Kind of reminds me of Anna's problem with the feet. You know, we kind of thrive on those problems. I love those challenges.
You do. You like a challenge.
Well, it's great when you can help somebody who's not found a solution to their problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just real. We'll have to share some of those stories over time, folks. But great announcement. Up next, of course, will be Tony DeJesus with Big Blue Bug Solutions. And his Big Blue Bug is getting a new coat of paint.
Thank goodness.
Yes, isn't it? I mean,
Nibbles. Poor Nibbles.
Is that the name?
Nibbles. What a way.
Nibbles, what the Big Blue Bug had a name?
Of course.
Well,
Nibbles Woodaway.
Nibbles Woodaway.
All right. Well, listen, I am educated again. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. Pederuti. You're listening to WPRO Intellectual Medicine, helping you live 120 youthful years. Stay young, folks.